Yo, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Of course, we're on a new season. I think this is volume 3. I'm always forgetting the volumes. But, man, salute to everybody that's out there that's holding it down for their family, their people, and their team. You know what I'm saying? Trying to live out their dreams, live through their purpose, and basically enjoy life. Me, myself, personally, I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm trying to overcome some goals, some obstacles that I've had in the past. You know, I thank God that I'm still here. What I am going to be discussing today, and I'm going to try to make this quick, is why don't we discuss conflict resolution in the Black community? There are different areas of conversation. You know, specifically, I'm gonna tell you something that's new before I even actually get on that, is there's a new prom culture, right? To where when you're sending your kids off to prom, you know, I mean, these, you know, sometimes these people are spending sometimes upwards of $10,000. They're renting all types of cars and dressing their kids up in very, very expensive and lavish suits. And they got on all these expensive clothes and jewelry, and the girls, the young girls are, I mean, they look mature. And, you know, there is an etiquette for that at this point in time. There's a discussion that needs to be had, you know, and all these, another thing is gender reveals. How much money is spent for that? I mean, you know, we go all out for the shit that really don't matter. Even proposals these days. Just to actually propose to a woman to have your hand in marriage in the Black community these days, if you don't go all out, you're going to be looked at as a lame, not only by a good majority of the community, but possibly to the partner that you're marrying. So there is areas in our community that we pretty much oversaturate with a whole bunch of bullshit. To the point to where the things that used to matter as an etiquette in regards to the church and how to properly receive the word, those things, oh my God, has been broken down. To the point now to where there is a constant struggle of vulnerable people. Black Christians are constantly being scammed. And in our religious, in our Black religious community. Right? Whole bunch of bullshit, I tell you. Even to the point to where, and this is becoming tradition in regards to etiquette about how to raise children. We have a problem with conflict resolution. Because to me, in my opinion, all of these things are conflicts. We don't know how to discuss things and have what a predictable outcome. 2 + 2 = 4. And 1 + 1 = 2. And this is what I know to be true. Our communication pattern in regards to conflict resolution, meaning that we see a problem, we discuss it, we break it down, and we come to an actual resolution or the answer to the problem in a positive, constructive manner. We don't have that. And you want to know why? This is the reason why. Because we focus on the turn up. We focus on the rebuttal. Oh, well, if that person said something to me, guess what? I got something for them. But you're not listening really and truly for the answer. We want to go as low and as low and as low and as low and as low possible to where an actual argument can cause damage to an actual friendship, a family member, somebody that you don't even know. Well, we still hadn't even got over what happens. I'm gonna tell you what there's not an etiquette of. If somebody steps on your shoe, right? How are you supposed to handle that? We still don't know how to handle something as simple as that. There's been many lives that have been taken simply because a black person stepped on another black person's shoe. It's about 5 o'clock here in Illinois, 5 o'clock a.m., right? And understand me, the Chicagoland area is shaking right now. Because on camera, on video, I told y'all, just my last episode, how social media and our culture are taking a tragic, toxic turn. I don't know who these people are, but I'm almost willing to bet that you've heard about it. There was an argument in a store or a fast food restaurant that's famous in Chicago. Maxwell's. They got some good hot dogs, good burgers, nice pork chop sandwiches. You know, another one of these places is black owned in the hood. There was an argument that ensued between a woman and a man. During this time, mind you, both of these people are black. I didn't watch the entire video, but I do know this man ended up putting his hands or punching this woman. As a result of that, the woman's son, somehow got a weapon and ended this man's life. A moment of silence for him and his family. And I have listened to so many different perspectives throughout the day. And I would say a good percentage of the people are championing and say that that young man did what he had to do to protect his mother. Charges were filed and they were dropped. We have a whole lot of people praising the justice system. And I ask this question. Do we really think, as a people, that this incident is okay? That a small argument can lead to a man hitting a woman, and as a result, her son goes to the car or gets a weapon, and somebody's life is lost after that. And we're saying to ourselves, that's okay. I got news for you. What planet are you from? What moral compass do you have? Who raised you? What type of time are you on? Because, see, I'm looking past all of that. And what I'm saying is that when a black man and a black woman cannot resolve a simple issue in a fucking restaurant, and the actual resolution is that somebody loses their life, y'all, we got a problem. We wonder why the gang culture is so strong. It's because there is no conflict resolution. Even in your home, watch and pay close attention. Even in your families, conflict resolution is really, really, really important. Embed this into your family, because guess what? That could save somebody's life. I'm gonna provide you all with a story. These are real life situations. One night I was in a store, minding my business. Store is busy, it's about to close. This dude comes in. He sees the line. He waits till the other person ends, even though dude is in line. He see the line. He eventually comes up. He's standing right there. Hey, man, let me get this. Let me get that. Let me get this. Let me get that. Everybody know dude just skipped. He is giving off the energy that he really don't give a fuck. And he's ready to have, actually, he's inviting an actual altercation. Right? I see him. It's cool. Because regardless, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm by myself, though. I'm thinking in my mind, you know, regardless of what's going on, I'm still going to get what I came here for. I so a couple other people are in front of me. You know what? Somebody says something slick. Woo wop the bam and this and this and this. One person even said they had to check me about saying something. I was just, you know, politely remind her, hold on. You know what, sweetheart? There is no checking here. We're adults. So guess what? They were in line. This is the second time. They were in line, sweetheart. You weren't. But if you wanna get in line with your friends, it's fine. Well, I'm just saying, nah, sweetheart. If you want to do that, just go ahead. There's no reason to have a conversation. There's no reason to go back and forth. Here you are. She was with four other people, including her cousin. In my mind, I'm thinking, and this is how you got to think ahead. These weren't even black people. They were Hispanic. But still, we in the hood. In my mind, I'm thinking, you know what? What's the best thing for me to do from a survival standpoint? Hell yeah, you would get in this line. I'm not finna argue with you. It'll only cost me an extra 3 minutes. All right, fast forward. They pay for their stuff. Ooh, wop the bam. They leave out. Old girl end up saying, you know what? I was kind of like bogus for that. I was wrong for that. Please forgive me. Hey, sweetheart, you know what? No problem. It's time for me to pay again. Homie, come right back in the store. Hey, man, you know what? I forgot these blunts. He looking at me. He like, oh, you know, da 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 da. I'm like, hey, man, how much are they? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm in line. I'm trying to pay, though. How much are they? Oh, man, that ain't number, like $2. I was like, yo, just throw me the $2 and I'm finna pay for them. He gave me a $5. I'm like, bro, you know what? I don't even have $2. He was like, so what's up? I'm like, don't worry about it. How you want to handle it? He was like, man, just give me the 2 blunts. I was like, bro, here you go. Didn't charge him nothing. I know in my mind, if I would have responded to homie aggressively, and that thought did cross my mind, that it could have been a problem over a pack of blunts. See, one thing that we have failed to get over in regards to problem solving is an emotional fault called, it's the principle of the thing. Man, it's, you know, I know it ain't over nothing, but they ain't finna do that to me. It's just, it ain't even about the, now it ain't even about the situation. It's about you responding emotionally, and now, you know what I'm saying, from an ego standpoint. So I got out of that. Real smooth. I know if homie see me again, he gonna be like, hey, you know what, that's unk right there, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm 45. That's unk right there, man. Dude, cool, bro. We have to think. Instead of trying to take things all the way up. No, sometimes it's just not worth it. What happened to the scenario of picking your battle? I'm gonna let y'all know something else. One day I walk into a store that I frequently visit. This woman was looking at me with a very, very hateful. And when I say hateful, I truly mean hateful and angry spirit. I felt it. I mean, and she is making some very, very, she was a black woman. She was making some very, very, very disrespectful remarks about black men, this, that, and the third, you know, the usual. So the whole time while I'm, you know, I'm getting what I need, I'm not even at her register. She worked at this place. Whole time while I'm getting with her, what I need, I mean, she is almost about to walk over to the register that I'm in and was like, do you hear what I'm saying? And this and this and this. So finally, I'm like, well, sweetheart, I said, you know what? I'm not going to get involved in that. I'm not going to get involved in that. Hopefully you're having a good day and this and this and this. She and, you know, she still insist on. Then, you know, she said some other stuff and, you know, that was just very disrespectful. And I said, you know what? Hey, look, I said, let me tell you something, ma'am. Right. I said, what you just did, you just tried to trigger an argument. I was like, but you know what? Me being a person of moral valor and respect, I won't let you do it. You're looking for an argument and I'm not going to give you one. So whatever it is that you have going on, hopefully you heal that, baby. But you cannot conduct yourself like this. It's unhealthy spiritually as well as mentally, and will also cause problems. She just kept on, you know, now at this point in time, being that I didn't re-engage in the negative behavior that she thought she was, she really escalated it. And everybody in the store is just looking at her like, you ain't nothing but a fool. These are the type of what? Social skills. Conflict resolution is a social skill. In these urban areas these days, you got to have social skills. If you don't, you'll end up being constantly involved in some bullshit that you don't even know about. Because when I tell you these people are out here and the way that they're moving and they're targeting, because, you know, it comes down to a certain point. And this is what I feel. I feel that these people are going through so much. And their communication in regards to how to actually communicate what's really going on with them, they don't have the proper outlet to do so. So they have to release the negative energy. And during that time, when they're releasing the negative energy, they're so delusional. They don't care how it gets out. They'll do anything to get it off on somebody else. And once they got that negative energy out, it makes them feel better. Communication is a part of conflict resolution. Y'all better hear me. It is marriages that are being broken down and families that are being torn apart because of conflict resolution. Our community definitely needs a conflict resolution, y'all. We see the problem. We know that it's hurting us. I heard somebody the other day use a term of cognitive dissonance. I'm not going to even go into that. Y'all go research all of that, because that could be a whole nother damn show. And I'm not no damn psychiatrist or no damn psychologist. But one thing that I am really, really, and I'm happy that I decided to actually speak out about this, is that I'm sick and tired of seeing black people get killed over bullshit. Get hurt over bullshit. This is the reason why we can't love each other effectively. I'm not going to even bring up no white supremacy or anything like that. I refuse to. This is the reason why our kids can't play with each other. This is the reason why that we're seeing so many different emotionless people out here, because spiritually they're dead. Morally, they are dead. And the reason why is because if you cannot resolve or come to a resolution with an issue, eventually you will become numb. You will become numb to it. You will not, and I mean you will not, give a damn. See, this is the reason why that we're constantly seeing a whole lot of senseless killings. Because people don't know our moral fiber needs to be rebuilt back up. Our boundaries need to be, I mean, wow. That's another part of conflict resolution. People don't even know. People don't even know. Hey, look, there's a boundary here. They don't know how to communicate it, but yet and still, they constantly doing like this. But as soon as somebody, you know, hit that emotional point, now you want to play victim. You can't do it. See, and this is the problem with conflict resolution. If there is not a resolution, you can't, there is no victimhood. You can't point the finger. Do y'all get where I'm coming from here? I have been in several situations, y'all. I have seen several situations to where the only thing that that person had to do was to de-escalate their tone. Disengage and walk away. They would still be here today. Or during that argument, you probably got out of there, but oh yeah. When I see you again, making idle threats. Or with your significant other. You really just don't know how to shut up. It's the moment that your feelings get hurt. Now that means that it's bad news for everybody that's around you. So the only thing that you could do is verbally assault everybody. Now everybody is the problem. You get to airing people dirty laundry, saying different things that happened 30 years ago. What? You saying just put a little bit more sauce on that Big Mac? Because that ain't gonna never taste right. Until you come back and apologize. And even this goes even up to how we do things with God. What? And repent for our own sins. Talk to me, somebody. We have to have an open, what? Communication. Accountability, ladies and gentlemen, is a part of conflict resolution. Now let's go back to that situation in Chicago. That little boy, I don't care what nobody say, he don't feel good today. He don't feel like a damn champion today, y'all. That woman right there, She's not jumping up and down for joy. And you know damn well that man that lost his life, his family is not feeling accomplished as well. That day will be with them for the rest of their life. While we got people around here that's championing the entire situation, that man was most certainly wrong for hitting that woman. But if one of them could have been the bigger person, if one of them just could have been like, you know what? Hey, look. I ain't doing this. Because I'm going to let you know something, y'all. And this is the God honest truth. Those people got to move. They will not be able to stay in Chicago. No. They got to move immediately. They got to pack up. Maybe move to the suburbs. They might not be good when they do that. But oh yeah, they definitely got to move. Because we don't know if those people, because you know that man that passed away, he got family too. One thing that you don't want to do, and this is the reason why I'm talking about this. Because as I was stating earlier, it's a trickle down effect. Those people are not happy that they lost a family member. One person that was thinking logically could have prevented that. Y'all think about what I'm saying. That trauma that that young man is going to be feeling for the rest of his life, his whole psyche is changed. It goes much deeper because, see, this is the reason why I'm saying we lack the conflict resolutions. And sometimes, or a lot of times in the inner city, social skills. That right there was a social skill issue that ended up costing somebody their life. All over the United States. See, back in the day, really and truly, what would have happened to dude? He would have got his ass beat really motherfucking bad. And excuse my language. These days, when that boy came up in there, he aimed to kill that man. Do you hear me? I pray for our people all the time. And I'm going to leave you all with this final thought. And listen to me closely. And I've always said this. One day, and maybe this is the reason why it's being delayed, is because God watches us. He looks high and looks low. How are we going to ask for the independence for black people to clearly operate a nation and possibly the world when we don't have leadership? Another thing is in conflict resolution. And the foresight to find peace with our own people. Now, you tell me if you think that God is going to allow and bless a group of people that are constantly infighting with each other. A real chilling statement. That have almost totally abandoned the roles of their family. That is totally going against their culture. That refuse to build and work with each other. Of preconceived notions. Who have walked on the backs of their people and turned their legacies into ruins. See, this is what ain't nobody really trying to talk about. It's real at the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. You think about that. I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in, man. This is volume 3, season 2, Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast, man. I just can't help it. I like what I do. You know what I'm saying? Salute to the people that follow the channel. If there's anybody that want to holler at me, man, y'all could always do that at virtualhustle77@gmail.com. If you have any rebuttals or you want to be a part of the show, get up with me. You can follow me on Facebook. I'm all over the place doing all types of things, making videos, doing my little, I have taken upon myself to mow 1 yard in our community that's overgrown per month. Maybe two, but I've committed to do that. So we are trying to get things. I'm trying to be an example. I appreciate y'all, man. I'm not perfect. Far from it, actually. And I have issues in my life just like everybody else. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. And I'm going to holler at y'all in a minute.